Hey there, listener. It's Sarah here from Acast. Do you want to start your own podcast? Or maybe you've already picked up the mic. At Acast, we make podcasting easy with a platform that has everything you need to succeed. Grow faster on Acast. Be heard by millions of listeners everywhere and access the best tools and insights so you can get to know your audience inside out and supercharge your growth. Make more money on Acast. Get paid to podcast by introducing ads, sponsorship and subscriptions with exclusive benefits for paying fans. And do it all on your own terms. Find listeners everywhere on Acast. Get your show onto every podcast app at the click of a button. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music and everywhere else people are listening, we've got it all covered. 40,000 podcasters are already making podcasts on Acast. Join us today. Head to acast.com and use the code JOIN for 3 months of our influencer plan for free.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of It's a Tall Girl's World. It's your girl Nika, and tonight we'll be talking about insecurity. Now, this is a touchy topic for a lot of us. Not only as women, but I'm sure men suffer it for me too. And it's such a topic for me. Being a six-footer. Trust me, guys. It's not as easy. Now, I've always struggled with insecurity. It's something that I've tried to get past. And I'm not as insecure as I was before. In high school, it was, I remember this time, guys, oh my God, so embarrassing. This time in grade 7, I just started high school in the 7th grade, first form, and I was just like, cool, alright, and getting to know people, but still being scared because now people are seeing my height. Now, when I was in grade 7, I was maybe about 5'8", or, yeah, I was still tall. I've always been the tallest in my classes, so, yeah. And I remember sitting down in the classroom every day at break time and having to send one of my classmates out to get me lunch because I felt so bad. I wanted to cry when people would see me. They would call me names. And I just felt insecure about my height. I just wanted to be short. Like I was just like, yo, why me can't be short like right now? Like, I just want to be short. I don't want to be this tall anymore. I used to go to, so my school was on a shift system. So I went to school from 7 a.m. to 12. And then it was from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's another shift. I was on the first shift in first year. I was in the morning shift. So, like, it's crazy because I wouldn't even use the bathroom. Yeah, it was that bad. So I'd go to school in the mornings and I wouldn't use the bathroom until I went home in the days. Like, when I reach home, maybe about 1 o'clock, sometime 12:30, because I just walk home and I'd be home in a jiffy. I didn't live far from the school, so I just walk home and I'd be there and I just use the bathroom at home. So imagine, guys, I'm at school for how much hours and not using the bathroom because I was so insecure about how I looked and how people made me feel, the names they were calling me, because I got bullied. I got full-on bullied. And at the time, I didn't tell a lot of people because who are you going to go to? Like, oh, hey, you know, I'm getting bullied at school. You know, it's not as easy as people make it sound to tell people that you're going through what you're going through. But now talking about it, if I could go back, I'd hug that beautiful 13-year-old girl. 12 to 13-year-old girl. And tell her how much I love her and how much everything is going to be good and you're going to get through this. Anyways, fast forward, past all of that, I was like, all right then, all right guys, my height has been my biggest insecurity. So it's all throughout all my life. I've spoken to women who have other insecurities. Oh, they don't like that they're fat. They don't like that they're too slim. They don't like that their boobs are too big. Their boobs are too small. And I can't talk on anyone's insecurity because I don't know what people go through. Now, I think the hardest thing about nowadays and insecurity is that social media has given us the impression if you don't look a certain way, you don't look good. Or if you don't shape a certain way, you don't look good. So if your bottom not fat, if your bottom not fat and you have a flat bottom, you don't look good. On social media, it's not good. If you have scars from when you were younger, you don't look good. There's so much things that social media pressure into our minds about how we're supposed to look or how we're supposed to act and what we're supposed to do. And believe you me, guys, who you go around has a big influence on how you feel about yourself too. Like, you might not feel it at the moment, or you might not think about it during the moment, but like after you sit down and you analyze, and you're just like, yo, you know, so that person make me feel uglier than I actually feel, or they make me feel like I'm just not it. Especially, guys, listen to me, ladies. If you're ever in a relationship and feel that way, it's time to run. I feel like I'm fast-forwarding the story, but it's time to run. If you're into a relationship and you have to question yourself, the moment you have to question yourself and be like, hey, why doesn't he love me anymore? Am I too ugly? Am I too fat? Am I not doing something right? You know it's time to leave. You know it's time to leave. All right, so back to the high school story. All right, so went to 7th grade. I started going out in 8th grade. I started venturing a little bit because I'm just like, I just need everyone to get used to me. Because I need everybody for sister. I'm already tall. I'm not going to hide for the rest of my life. 8th grade, it wasn't that bad. I did start going out more. I did start going to the bathroom. Started to go to lunch. And I met more friends. Yeah, there were still people who were still like bullying me and calling me names and would like do things to catch up with my height, and it would hurt me, but I just lived through it. Sometimes I'd answer them and cuss them out, and there are other times when I just smile and I just be like, yeah, I'm tall and I can't do anything about it. By 8th grade, I had more friends. I also like got into the high school things. I didn't look that nerdy anymore. I had a flat shoes, nice socks. You know, my uniform was more neat. So I wasn't looking that. I felt like I gained more confidence in my looks. I've never thought I was an ugly girl. I must get that out there. I've never thought I was an ugly girl. Like, that's never part of my insecurity. I know I'm one of the most beautiful persons in this world. And that was a struggle to get to too. But I've never seen myself as an ugly person. I've always seen myself pretty. I just always struggled with my height. Alright, so even though in 8th grade I was better now and stuff, there were certain things that I still didn't do. There were certain clothes I wouldn't wear. So like, I'd wear jeans and t-shirts and them stuff. I would not see girls in shorts and they would go out in shirts. And I'm just like, hell no, never. Never happening. You're not going to see this girl into shorts. You're not going to see her into a short skirt unless I'm home and I'm a yard and not going anywhere. You'll never see that. Then I think the big change came in grade 10. Yeah, in grade 10, I started hanging out with this girl, and she wasn't from Jamaica. She came to Jamaica in like the 9th grade, and we became friends in 10th grade, yeah. And she always boosts me. She's like, at that time, we had this trend going on, the pencil skirts used to wear. And I remember a match was going on, and she said to me on Saturday that I bought the pencil skirt, you know, and I'm afraid to wear it tonight, guys. Because I was like, listen, I don't want to wear this pencil skirt because I'm going to look horrible. I'm going to look bad. I don't think I'm going to look good. And she was just like, girl. You're going to look great. You can do this. And I went by her house to get ready. And I didn't bring anything else. So I had to wear the pencil skirt and a merino. And I wore the pencil skirt and a merino. And that's where it started. I had a shirt my mother bought for me when, like, 2 years before that. I started wearing the shorts. I started gaining more confidence in myself. Also, because of my personality, I also gained a lot of friends. Like, at this point in school, I was very popular. People weren't troubling me as much anymore. And I started just being like, you know, I'm this pretty ass girl. I started getting compliments a lot from people as to how pretty I look and how pretty I am. And I just be like, thank you very much. Anyways, now as an adult, I think my biggest struggle right now as an adult, I don't know, for the past couple of months when I go out, this is me being totally vulnerable. I don't feel in place. Like, I'd go out with my friends and I just feel uncomfortable. I don't know if it's because I feel like everyone is watching me or people are just like, no, she's too tall, or I'm just overthinking it. But I haven't felt the same for the past couple of months going out. I haven't felt myself. I probably am in the wrong spaces and my body's just like, girl, you don't belong in these parties. Go to church. Or something. But I can't really put myself on it. I don't know how to explain how I feel exactly, but I'll go out and I'll not participate and I'll not talk to anybody because I just feel like I'm just not it. My cousin said this to me a couple weeks ago. She said to me, you need tall friends. And that's true. I felt like if I had more tall people in my life, even growing up, I got my height from my father and I grew up with my mother. I'm not saying my father wasn't present, but I grew up with my mother, so she wouldn't know exactly what to do when it comes down to my height or to tell me, and she didn't know exactly what was going on because I did not express anything at all to her. However, now looking back at it, I wish I did. I remember there was this point where I was just like, I'm not going to have kids because I don't want my child to suffer what I go through. I don't want my child to suffer the fact that, especially if it's a girl, I don't want her to go through what I went through with my height. Woo, your girl's getting very emotional. And as back to this adult thing, as an adult, I think my biggest insecurity right now, it's not really my height anymore. I've owned my height. More anything more I wear, I dress up, I look good, I'm still pretty. If you don't like me because of my height, that's fine. However, I don't date certain guys. Like, how do I explain this? I want to explain this in the simplest way possible. Alright, so I'll see a guy and I like him. Immediately, in my mind, I'm just like, you know what? He doesn't like me because of my height. Whenever I speak to a guy and he ghosts me or he stops talking to me or he thinks I don't, like, he treats me bad or whatever, I think it's my height. Granted, there might be other things wrong with me because we're not perfect. But I don't know why I think it's my height. Like, I've had relationships where guys would hide me and I'd be like, is it because of my height? Is it because I'm tall? Or is it because I just don't know? I don't know. And I must say this to you guys out there, anyone listening to the podcast. If you're with somebody and granted, but I take my own advice. I do not take my own advice sometimes, and I wish I did. I wish I did. And if you're in a relationship and your partner does not make you feel beautiful, they don't make you feel secure, they don't make you feel like you're the prettiest woman in the world, like you're the best thing that ever happened to them, then they don't want you and they don't deserve you. You are supposed to tell yourself to, and that's fine. You can tell yourself that you look beautiful, you can feel beautiful, boost up yourself and thing. But if you put on a little makeup and you put on your clothes, you want your partner to look at you and be like, hey baby, you're looking so beautiful tonight, you know? And I'd boost myself up. I don't remember who was it saying to me the other day. I was just like, girl, I was here getting ready in the mirror, and I was just like, girl, you're pretty, you know? I was just saying to myself, I was like, girl, you're the most beautiful girl in this world. Like, You are so beautiful, and I can't wait until you get a proper glow up. Yeah, because it's coming. It's coming. Trust me, guys, it's coming. I'm not going to see it. Especially if you follow me on Instagram, it's a Tall Girls World. All one word. But yeah, I when it comes down to insecurity as an adult, that's my biggest insecurity. That's an insecurity, yeah. And also my teeth, which I have no control over. I was in an accident when I was younger, and I need to get those fixed. So I don't smile all the way. I smile halfway. And that's why, like, nowadays when guys do say they like me, and I'm just like, do you know? Do you know? You like me, but what else are you adding to? I pay my own bills. I do my own thing and whatever. But it's so important to have someone who emotionally who understands what you've been through and knows what your struggle is. I had an ex, yeah. I remember one day he said he was trying to cheer me up. And we're in the supermarket and he stood up beside me. And he started tipping on his toe. I don't know. He started tipping like to reach me where I am. Because I'm taller than him. And I hated it. He couldn't get why. And I explained to him thousands of times. But because of the way he is, he just doesn't want to see from his perspective. I guess he just doesn't want to feel bad. So he downplays it. I hated it because I feel like you're drawing more attention to my heights. And my insecurity only kicks in when, as I said, when a guy ghosts me. This doesn't happen very often though. Guys don't ghost me very often, but like when I ask for something and they don't want to give it to me, or whenever something happens and I'm just like, is it because I'm tall why you behave this way? But guys, wow, my chatting already 15 minutes. I love myself, and I'm so proud of me, and I want you guys to know that I'm proud of you too. I don't know who is listening to this podcast. I don't know how far this podcast will reach, but listen, when you tell yourself how beautiful you are and how worthy you are of love, you'd be so surprised. I know sometimes we end up into certain situations and we're just like, why am I like this? Am I stupid? Am I foolish? Why do I still like this person? Why do I still help this person even though I know what's going to happen? Don't question it. Don't question. This is who you are, and that's fine. That's fine. It's okay. Listen to me. I believe in good karma. The good karma will come back around. And I need you guys. I need us. All right, guys. Let's go on a mission. For 10 days straight, we're going to look in the mirror, and every morning and every night, we're going to look in the mirror for 10 days straight and tell myself how beautiful we are. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I'm proud of you, and you're going to get everything you want in this life, and you're going to achieve everything you want in this life. The sky is not the limit. Sometimes we are our limits. You know, we set our own limits and we can out them. Guys, as I said, I don't know who you guys are, who's listening, but I must say I am proud of you. If it's even that you just get up and go bathe a while ago, I'm proud of you. If it's even that you just written something down, one word, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. And I do hope that you get through any insecurity that you have going on. And it will get better. It will get better, believe you me. At the end of the day, we have to take care of ourselves because we have to spend forever with ourselves. And sometimes we are too hard on ourselves. Wow, I'm getting emotional. But a woman empowerment, I say. Woman empowerment, I say. And these are things I wish someone had told me earlier. I wish I had someone to hug me when I was younger and tell me that, listen, it's going to be okay. I think you're beautiful. I think you're great. Your height is not your enemy. Your height is what makes you unique. And that's something that we need to understand as people, that sometimes whatever we go through or whatever we think is our insecurity is what is, you know, makes us unique and what makes us special. So thank you again for listening. You know, it's your girl Nika, and I hope that you guys follow our social media. It's at All Girls World. That's one word on Instagram, and listening to the rest of the episodes, and let me know how this challenge works for you. And until next time, guys, peace out. My love on you, my proud on you. Walk safe.
Hey there, listener. It's Sarah here from Acast. Do you want to start your own podcast? Or maybe you've already picked up the mic. At Acast, we make podcasting easy with a platform that has everything you need to succeed. Grow faster on Acast. Be heard by millions of listeners everywhere and access the best tools and insights so you can get to know your audience inside out and supercharge your growth. Make more money on Acast. Get paid to podcast by introducing ads, sponsorship and subscriptions with exclusive benefits for paying fans. And do it all on your own terms. Find listeners everywhere on Acast. Get your show onto every podcast app at the click of a button. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and everywhere else people are listening, we've got it all covered. 40,000 podcasters are already making podcasts on Acast. Join us today. Head to acast.com and use the code JOIN for 3 months of our influencer plan for free.